Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 51. Progress is not always linear. This episode covers the truth about the ups and downs of long-term progress and how to navigate through the tough times and not settle. So this episode, it's a bigger picture concept that we need to understand on the journey to physical freedom or on any journey of progress in life. And if we don't understand this deeply, how progress is not always going to be linear, you're not going to make it, at least in my own experience. Like, you're not going to make it through the tough times, through the valleys that are inevitably going to come. That's where most people are dropping off. So we'll go through two different parts today. First one, we'll call it the valley is the victory. So we're going to talk a lot about the valleys, which is just the tough points on the journey, the dips on the journey. And then the second one, viewing progress like a stock chart. That's an analogy that I've helped a lot of clients on their own journey to physical freedom, and really helps me as well when I'm still chasing progress in many things. So valley is the victory. There's three little points here. First one starting off on is the valley reveals who you are. So when you hit the low point, it actually reveals who you are in that moment, and it'll reveal your weaknesses. So it's like that quote, which I love, that circumstances don't make the man, they just reveal him to himself. So when something bad happens, that's when you can look back on those moments and actually reflect on them. And I have some good examples here. Like my first one, the dream of being a soccer player. Like, I settled and I gave up on that one. So when I hit the biggest valley on the journey for that one, which was, I was on the Emerging Talent Program for 2 years, kind of at the like Ireland trials. That's how I got into that. So I never actually made an Irish under 16 squad, but I was on the slightly bigger squad of like 30 players. I can't remember the exact figures, but something like that, where I would have been at this Emerging Talent Program, and from there they would pick the Irish squad. So I was very close, but not close enough of actually making the squad, and I was on that for 2 years. So the biggest valley then was obviously, like, there's lots of little valleys in there of thought I might get picked this time, didn't get picked, etc. But the big valley there was when that ended and I was too old for the Emerging Talent Program and we had to move on. I didn't make any Irish team. So in that big valley, that's when I thought, oh, this isn't for me. I'm not going to make it as a soccer player, even though I was still about, what, 18? Something like that. And we all know the stories of people making it when they're older, Roy Keane, Jamie Vardy, all these other players. So it could have still been possible, but just gave up on it. I gave up in the valley. So if we think of it from that point of view, the valley reveals who you are. That just revealed to me how weak my attitude was, really. Because at the first big obstacle, I just gave up on it, really. So, you know, if you think I'm someone who doesn't settle now, it's because I've probably settled more times than most people have even tried certain things. So yeah, I just settled there, and it really revealed to me in hindsight how my attitude was the weak point. Because I had talent. I wouldn't say, like, I still remember playing in that Emerging Talent Program. I could see who the best players were. I definitely wasn't one of the best players, but I had talent. But the main thing was, like, my attitude. I didn't understand how much, like, humans could improve. I just kind of thought I was at a set fixed point and I couldn't really get any better than that. And I'm obviously not as good as the best players, and so there's nothing I can really do about it. And I just started losing motivation and gave up on it. So you can see, like, the attitude just wasn't there. I didn't have the attitude, didn't have the don't settle attitude, didn't have the commitment to something, no matter the outcomes or the obstacles, which is how I feel about things now. So when we put that against the next one then, let's say, you know, all the chronic pains and injuries, having to retire from the sport and jiu-jitsu at 25. What did that circumstance reveal to me? What did I do in that situation? I didn't settle. I did the opposite for the first time in my life. Said, I'm not going to settle for this. I'm planting the flag here. I'm going to regain physical freedom to do things I love to do, or I'm going to die trying. And that's it. And I didn't know much more than I did back then, but you can see the difference there. That revealed to me, at least I learned one thing from the soccer example. I learned that it all starts with your attitude. I learned many other things actually about regret and what that does to you, and you could go off on loads of different tangents there, but yeah, one of them that I definitely learned was it's all down to your attitude, and hence me being able to not settle in that moment. And that's kind of the start of this journey that I have now. So as you can see there, the circumstances, they just reveal who you are. So when you're in the valley, it actually just reveals who you are in that moment and the things that you need to work on going forward. And even if you look up the purpose of valleys, I'm using that word because I'd written a newsletter on this before. The purpose of a valley is actually recreation and building. So if you think of like two mountains, the valley's in the middle, the big dip down, the low point of it. But what usually happens there? Usually there's like a stream. That's where people would actually gather in the past because there's running water, you could fish. There's good soil there for crops, etc. So that's where actually all the recreation and the building would happen. So that's how I think of it. That's how it has to be. The valley reveals who you are, but then you can start rebuilding yourself, working on those weak points so that when you hit the next one, you're going to be much better prepared and you can push through that one. Because nobody just never goes through failure and then makes it. Like, look at anyone that you're looking up to. They all have these type of stories where they hit some obstacle, they give up on it, they learn some lessons from it. The next time it happened, they could push through. No one just went successful in everything that they ever tried ever without any, you know, without hitting any valleys. So the last point on this then in terms of the valley is the victory. First of all, like I said, it reveals who you are. The second point then is the purpose of valleys is actually to learn the lessons, to go through your own rebuilding phase. And the third thing is just realizing that it's these up and downs that actually make you. Like, there's two lines here I love. We get stronger through exposure, not avoidance. Like, think of that. That's your mobility training. That's your strength training. We get stronger through exposure to higher loads in the gym, not by avoiding it. So just take that gym analogy. You understand it. Like, you understand if I want to get stronger and bigger in the gym, what do I need to do? I need to keep exposing myself to higher weights, to the stress. That's how I'm going to grow. But then in life, you might be shying away from things. You know, just carry it over from the gym. If you want to improve the attitude, be able to push through these valleys, you need to be exposed to them. You need to be exposed to failure. You need to be exposed to times where you settled, you give up on things, and all the, let's say, parts of yourself that you don't like. And that's what needs to happen. You need to expose yourself to living that kind of life to see, okay, that's not the way I want to be. And that's when you can actually start working on things, because we only work on things when we've pain to change. That's how humans work. We need the pain. The pain is the biggest catalyst for us to actually change. And the other line I had there was, we get stronger through pain, not passivity. So I've basically just explained that there. But think of a relationship. When do you change in a relationship? Is it the first time they tell you, oh, I don't like this or I don't like that, or, you know, I want to move here, do you want to live there? No, it's like when the pain actually happens, when the consequences start coming, maybe when they break up with you, for example, it's that pain that makes you reflect and think, okay, maybe I actually should have changed a few things. And when I was thinking about this writing the newsletter before, just think about it, because most people don't want these valleys. Most people don't want these low points. And why would we? They're very uncomfortable, painful, etc. But when you really think about it, how are you going to build the type of character that's going to be resilient on your journey going forward if you aren't exposed to any stress on the way? You know, it's going back to the gym thing. You can't be. Like, how are you going to be able to handle loss if you've never had a few losses before, learned from them, built up the attitude and the mindset to push past them in the future? It's just not going to happen. It's the same as you're not going to go into the gym, bench 100 kg. You know, it's not going to be steady progress all the way to there. There's going to be failures. There's going to be injuries, different things that helps you develop the character of the person who's able to do that in the future. So had we finished everything there? Yeah, so that's the valley is the victory. Once you understand it more from that point of view, you can start to welcome it now. Because that's the first point of it. Like, once you can just accept that there is going to be valleys on the journey, and not only that, you need them. The valley is the victory, hence that's why I call it. The valley is actually what's going to build you into the character that you need to be to get the progress that you want. So in the second point then, viewing progress like a stock chart. I use the stock chart analogy a lot, and it's usually when clients are hitting some low points. They're in some valleys on the physical freedom journey. And that happens with everyone. You know, we have this illusion from social media that you get a few specific exercises or someone fix you and then it's plain sailing for the rest of your life. Whereas in reality, it's like the stock chart. And that's what rehab is. It could be, oh, there's my first 2 weeks, getting a bit of progress, feeling a bit better. Third week, a bit of pain comes back. And then we have to go up again. And that's what it'll be like. It'll be like the stock chart, up and down. But over time, if it's done right, it should look like a diagonal line. And when you look back, you're going to see all the progress that you've made. But like in the moments, it doesn't feel like that. So just to put it out in black and white, that's what I tell them. It's that if you take a stock chart, if you zoom out over like years and decades, you just see the clear progress. That's what you're going to see. You see the top point up here, the bottom point here, you're like, whoa, that's massive progress. But then if you actually zoom in over the weeks and the months, all you see is the ups and downs. So it's just such a perspective change, because you're in those ups and downs. And when you hit the valley and the downs, you, if you don't understand all this stuff, you can think, I don't have what it, you know, like my soccer career, like, I don't have what it takes. I can't do this. I'm not the type of person that's able to do these things. My talent isn't good enough, etc., etc. And we've all these excuses to justify what's happening in the moment. But we just can't zoom out and see the bigger picture of it. And I've loads of examples of that. Like even my physical freedom one, you could land on my Instagram page and, you know, see me doing the splits or something, or see me doing all these mobility movements. That's the top. If you look back 7 years ago, you'd see me on this sitting room floor here, barely able to do things that your mom could probably do, you know, struggling on physio tests, physio hip table tests, and just wincing in pain, telling them to have to stop. I can't even actually do the test. So, like, again, it just depends where you zoomed in on my journey. Yeah, if you come in at the end, you'd be like, whoa, that's amazing. But if you follow me down from the start of the journey, you'd probably be saying what most experts are saying to me: this isn't possible. Like, there's no way you're going to be getting up there now. You know, settle, forget about that. So I had learned these stuff. That's what helped me keep growing through the low points, because I would have got a bit of progress. Then there's downs, a bit more progress, downs, and that's just how it is. And if you understand this, that'll help you keep pushing through it. Now, another crucial point here then is that you only crystallize the loss if you cash out. And that's why the stock analogy is great here. Let's say you buy a stock at 10 euro. And then, oh, it's gone from 10, oh, up to 11, up to 12. Oh, great. And then the stock goes down to 2 euro. And you're looking, oh, I got it at 10. Now it's down at 2. Shit. Time to cash out. I better just cash out now. This isn't going the way I wanted. And you cash out. You have crystallized the loss there by giving up, by settling. If you actually stayed in, and if the stock went back up again to 20 to 30, it's not actually a loss, is it? It wasn't actually a loss. It was only a loss because you quit and you checked out, and that's what actually crystallized the loss and brought it into reality. Because think of that on the physical freedom journey. Just like I said, up here, like, full physical freedom doing the splits. Down here was me not able to play any sports, struggling to iron shirts. It was up and down the whole way, like the stock chart. If I quit halfway when the mobility was improving, but I still couldn't get back to jiu-jitsu, what would happen? I'd crystallize the loss then. But, like, you don't even probably know those moments. Like, because I didn't quit and cash in at the lowest points, it wasn't actually a loss, was it? Because I kept going and got all the way up to here, got my physical freedom back. So, no, this is the part of the journey that nobody even hears about unless you're telling them. So, that's the crucial thing to realize. They're not actually losses. Like, all these valleys that you're going through, they're not actually losses. If you don't settle, if you don't quit, and you keep going and eventually make it. So that's one thing that keeps me going during those tough moments, even now, that the only way to actually bring this loss into reality is to settle and quit. That's the only way. So if you don't settle, progress is going to be inevitable in time if you have the right attitude and approach. So that was another one that really helped me on it. And another analogy there, actually, yeah, I use the stock analogy. Another one that's good is the snakes and ladders one. I use that sometimes, where that's how rehab can feel too. You know, you're climbing the ladders, climbing the ladders, climbing the ladders. Next thing, you hit a snake. And sometimes you hit a big snake all the way back down to the bottom, and you can just think, what's the fucking point of this? Like, I'm climbing, you know, spend all this time climbing the ladders, and then some, on a random day, you can just hit the biggest snake and you go all the way back down to the bottom. And that's tough. That is really tough. But again, just like I said, if you haven't gone through all these things, you won't have built the character. Like, I've so many of those moments, and even the one that sticks out most in my mind, went through the whole journey, you know, the 10 years of chronic pain and injuries, had to retire from sport, blah, blah, blah. You know, through all that journey, back up to getting full physical freedom, getting the splits, etc. What happens then? I break my leg and tear my ankle ligaments all in the one go, called a Maisonneuve fracture. So, like, a double whammy injury. Back down to the bottom. So, and even I still remember the moments of it. I was like, I'd only started the coaching, and I was kind of like, geez, I don't even know if I can do this now, because I didn't know how my leg was going to improve. Am I going to be able to, like, run and move properly again? I didn't really know. It was a fairly bad injury, so it's kind of like, Jesus, my physical freedom could be gone, and maybe the coaching will be gone too, because I don't want to be a mobility coach that can't move himself, you know, just kind of out of integrity. So, yeah, tough. But again, The circumstances reveal yourself, reveal the mindset. I had the don't settle attitude, didn't give up on it. And the long story short on that, doctor said you'll come back in like kind of 5 to 6 months. Did all the rehab myself, was back in 9 weeks in the gym and jiu-jitsu. Shattered the timelines just by learning all, like all the stuff I learned, did it on myself. They said start rehab week 7. I started day 2. You know, use myself as my own guinea pig. So just moments like that in your life. I just remember walking out of the hospital that day just so empowered. You know, having the chat with the doctor, he's kind of like, what's going on here? Like, I was meant to walk in on the boot, so I was still on the crutches on the boot after 7 weeks, but I was literally walking in handing them to him, and the leg had healed and the ankle ligaments had healed. And I even got the scan as he was like, man, you know, I'm not sure what's going on here. You're only meant to be coming out of the boot. You need to get the scans anyway. And I got the scan. The scan said bone healed, ligaments healed. And then I had a chat. I can talk on a scientific level too, which I don't really do so much on the podcast. But we had a little chat on the science of what I did. And he just goes, cool, man, keep doing it. You know, so that was just a moment where I was like, holy shit. That's what gave me real confidence to start pushing more stuff on Instagram and helping people as well. Even though I didn't really want to do it, because I could just, like, I just done another impossible thing again, like come back from Mays new fracture in less than half of the recommended time, and I did it all myself. You know, so just again, that's another moment of a massive valley. The don't settle attitude brought me through it, and I could see again, you know, what's possible for me. And the last point we'll touch on then, in terms of the stock chart analogy. I know I went off on a different one, but you can think of them, think of the stock chart, think of the snakes and ladders one. The last one is about value investing in yourself. So if you know anything about investing, you've heard of Warren Buffett. If you haven't, he's one of the best investors ever. And this is his investment strategy. So he would value invest in the stock. So just what that means is, to make money, he would look around and see what stock is undervalued. Like, what stock, the price isn't that high at the moment, but I can see the potential in them. I know they're going to go way up. So I'm going to buy it when it's down here. I know it's going to go up here, and I'm going to make all that money on it. So that's what he does. He looks around for, where is the value? I'm going to invest there before people see it. And then it's going to go up, and he makes his money. And why I love that is because that's what we all are. Like, we all have the latent potential within us. We're all humans. We're all Homo sapiens. We all have the same DNA. We all have the same amazing potential to adapt. We can all adapt through the small gains, which I'm always talking about. We're one of the most adaptable species on the planet. So we all actually are that stock that may not be where you want to be, but if you invest in yourself, you will be the one that goes up. Progress will be inevitable in time. So that's what I'm just trying to get into people's heads when I talk about the stock chart analogy, is that it's like the Warren Buffett strategy that he uses. Like, you are that latent stock with the amazing potential. And what you need to do is the same as him. When you're not exactly where you need to be, you're here, you know you can be up here. That's when you invest in yourself. You need to invest in yourself down here, just like Warren Buffett does. If he waited until the stock came up, investing in there, it's too late. That doesn't work. So for us, we need to invest in ourselves to actually see the potential. So in the lowest points, that's the most important part. So when you're in those valleys, when you feel like giving up, when you want to settle, that's the most important point. That's when you need to invest in yourself and not settle and work on the attitude. That's how we're going to come up out of it. And I'd written the last line, which I took from the newsletter here. This is what you want to internalize. It encapsulates the whole podcast episode. And it's that the ability to invest in yourself at your lowest points is what will reap you the rewards in terms of the character you want to become and the progress and outcomes that you want in life. So a bit of a mouthful, we'll say that one again. The ability to invest in yourself at your lowest points is what will reap you the rewards in terms of the character you want to become and the progress and the outcomes that you want in life. Because if you're not getting it, the character is the most important thing here. Anything you're trying to get in your life, like overcoming chronic pain injury, getting back physical freedom, or anything else, it's all about your character. We focus so much on the outcomes. Oh, you know, doing the splits or doing the heavy chin-ups or doing your sport, doing this business, whatever. We don't focus so much on the character of the person. That's what's actually let him be able to continue on the journey and get to that level. So that's why I said that line, when you invest in yourself at your lowest points, that's when you can start to build that character. And then afterwards, that's when you can progress towards the outcomes that you want in life. Sorry, my voice is gone today. But we said we're going to do the podcast every week. I did the intro a few times and I was like, Jesus, something's going on here. But probably the family party at the weekend did not help. So we finish up there, and yeah, just with the Physical Freedom Program membership. So it's getting very close now. If you haven't heard, I'll just run through quickly that I'm currently building the Physical Freedom Program membership. So it's going to be all the education programs from my one-to-one coaching into a cheap membership platform that everyone can access. So it's going to be €22 a month on the launch in December. And the price is going to increase up towards €50 then afterwards. So if you join in December, you get to keep the lower monthly price forever. So that's the deal that you're going to get. And in it then, so the six sections will have the instructions, just so you know how to use it. I'm actually really struggling to talk now. And we have the Physical Freedom Education and then the program. So that's like the starting points. And then after that, you can progress on to sports-specific programs. And then there's S&C programs as well. Okay, so basically, it's not just rehab programs and education for overcoming chronic pain and injury. It's programs all the way up to your athletic potential in your chosen sport. And so for this week, it's on school. So I haven't actually said what platform it's going to be on. I was looking at lots of different ones, you know, like this Patreon. Can't even remember all the ones. I looked at four or five of them. But the one I'm going to choose is school. So if you haven't seen it, it's just a membership account where you can put up these memberships, you can put up courses, etc. And it's the cleanest one. I've tried them all and I've been a member of a few different ones. The school one was easiest by far and the cleanest by far. And to me, the most effective one. So that's what I'm going to be using. So I'd set it up today, building out the classroom, working on the different modules. And yeah, 2 weeks left, 2 weeks until launch date. A lot to do before then. So I'm going to be getting a move on. For the follow contact then, we've the website, the documentary's up there as well if you're hearing this for the first time. And then if you do want to get in contact, email at guidedandsettle@gmail.com or else send me a DM on Instagram, guidedandsettle. So that's it. So don't settle, live true to yourself. We'll talk to you next week.